Is there a MySpace effect when you're a big so-called established media company? Or can you point to things at MySpace that you're doing differently throughout News Corp that you weren't doing before MySpace, or vice versa? Is there a News Corp effect at what was essentially an internet startup?
Yeah, I think there's clearly an effect on both sides of the company. You know, I'm not sure it's not subtle in some ways, but I think that if you look at... Well, I'll give you an example of the MySpace effect on News Corp, which is a lot of people, you know, wrote about Hulu up front and wrote about, you know, when we were getting ready to start Hulu, which is an idea that ultimately we came up with NBC, and everyone sort of talked about big media and talked about Clown Co., which is my particular favorite. But, you know, if we did anything right at Hulu, and I think we did a lot of things, it's we were relentlessly focused on the audience and focused on the user experience. And we never got caught up in, we were a big media company, we had to protect this, and we have these rules or that. Mm-hmm. Every decision we made through the lens of what's going to enhance the user experience, what's going to make this better for the user. And I think that very much came from having managed MySpace. You know, I think if you had cut to 2 years earlier, everybody was writing that, you know, we were going to foxify MySpace and we were going to change it and we were going to do this. And I think one of the things we learned very quickly in MySpace was it frankly wasn't, you know, it wasn't our property. It was the user's property. It was something they controlled. It was their content. And we were only as good as our ability to give them tools and to give them access to things that interested them. But to the degree we started ever pushing things down them, we figured out pretty quickly that that was going to be a disaster. And I think that focus on the user and that focus on we were only as good as how users perceived us was very instrumental in making us do a lot of things right at Hulu. And I think that sort of effect goes through a lot of our things. I think if you look at how we think about all sorts of digital iterations in the company, I think we've done a reasonably good job of looking at through the lens of user experience.
And right. I suppose
MySpace was very helpful. Conversely, I think, you know, has News Corp helped MySpace?
Yeah.
I think absolutely. You know, I think that it's been given some operating discipline. I think it's certainly been given a lot of cash, which never hurts, you know, when you're trying to build it.
Right. Well, I was going to say the decision to create a Hulu versus put whatever that investment into Fox.com, et cetera, which I'm sure you must have had people internally who would have preferred that you'd done at the time. But I'm guessing that was, you know, a view that you might not have had if you hadn't done MySpace and some of those other...
Look, I was never particularly interested in doing it through Fox.com because I think if you think about, you know, what users needed first and foremost was aggregation. Mm-hmm. You know, if you think about Hulu and you're a user and the first question you had to do is go, now, is that a Comedy Central television show or a Fox show or did NBC produce it for Fox? And I've got to go to 37 different websites. We believe very clearly that aggregation was a tremendous benefit to users. We'll be right back.